moved into the FM 101.9 Music Hall, and I am looking at a songwriter in the truest sense of the word. His songs have become huge hits for himself and lots of others. They range from the serious and sad to the humorous, ironic, and satirical. It's been a few years since his last studio album, but Randy Newman has kept very busy, and we'll get into all of that. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. You're doing a couple of shows this weekend, as we just heard.
Yeah, Cerritos.
Has it been a while since you've performed here?
Gee, I don't know. You know, I can't remember the last time it was. You know, when you get older, wait, someone's trying to tell me. When was it? 1949.
A couple, has been a while.
A couple of years, maybe, yeah.
So what is your show going to consist of this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go out there and to where the piano is and play. My songs are short, so I may have to play almost all of them.
Wow.
But I'm going to play old songs, new songs, sad songs, blue songs.
A little bit of everything, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to.
Okay. Well, will you do one for us right now?
Okay. Let me put my earphones on here. I mean headphones. Sorry. I'm not that old. Baby, take off your coat. Real slow. Baby, take off your shoes. Yeah, I'll take your shoes. Baby, take off your dress. Yes, yes, yes. You can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. You can't leave your hat on. Go on over there, turn on the light. Know all the lights. And come back here, stand on this chair. That's right. Raise your arm up into the air. Shake it. Give me a reason to live. You give me a reason to live. You give me a reason to live. You give me a reason to live. Suspicious minds are talking. They're trying to tear us apart. Said that my love is wrong, but they don't know what love is. 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 I know what love is.
Randy Newman in the Music Hall at FM 101.9. You can leave your hat on. What a great song.
And it's a great feminist number.
Yes, it is. And that song was a big hit for Joe Cocker, found in the movie 9 1/2 Weeks.
Yeah.
And it accompanied Kim Basinger's very sexy striptease act.
Yeah, it did. I saw it.
So did I.
Only a couple hundred times.
So did a lot of people. And that has become the soundtrack for a lot of women to do a striptease for their significant other.
Seems so. I always meant it, you know, that the guy is kind of a, you know, ineffectual sort of fellow. You know, I mean, I always thought of it as that there was something, there's been something sort of wrong with the guy, you know, bullying people around like that.
Yeah, but it's...
But as I've gotten older, I find that it's more, that I take it less of as a joke.
Well, it's a very sexy, fun song.
Yeah, so in a wimpish way.
It leads us to the subject of music for film, which is what you've been occupying most of your time with lately.
Yeah, it has been.
So did you write that for 9 1/2 Weeks?
No, I had it on, I think it was on album way back there. I think it was on Sail Away or one of those. So it was just something somebody found.
Now, you come from a family of musical film composers.
Mm-hmm, sure do. There's been 6 of us.
Wow.
Amazingly enough. 3 of my uncles and 2 of my cousins.
So was this something that was always in the back of your mind when you were writing songs that you would get into film?
Well, it wasn't in the back of my mind. I mean, it was what I thought I'd do, you know, when I was a kid, because they didn't have, like, singer-songwriters. There'd be songwriters like, you know, Irving Berlin or somebody, and then there'd be singers like Frank Sinatra. But there wasn't, both wasn't, just didn't exist, sort of, until then, you know, when I started listening to Carole King and the stuff she was writing, and then I started writing when I was 16 and signed up with a publisher.
And you actually started writing as one of those staff writers for a music company. You had
an unsuccessful one. She would get the records.
You know, there's a musical, there's a film being made now based on the Brill Building and the activities there.
Yeah, I think they were all there. I mean, Neil Diamond and Carole King and Sadako, Barry Mann.
Yeah,
great writers.
What I read is that some of the artists, some of the songwriters from that era are being teamed up with current songwriters like Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello. And
really?
Jerry Goffin and Los Lobos, and they're writing together for this film.
Well, that'll be like a train wreck, won't it?
Or it could be really good.
Yeah.
So you were nominated for an Academy Award for a song in a motion picture this year.
Yeah, 3 times I've been. But always the Singing Lobster beat me there one time, and another time Simba and Mufasa beat me, and
those Disney people.
Well, they deserved it. I mean, Elton John, he can't. Anytime he gets anything, can't be a mistake. You know, I mean, he deserves what he gets.
Now, in addition to your film work, you've also been involved in a project for. It seems like I've been reading about this for the last 3 or 4 years. Fast.
Yeah. Off and on, and now I'm. It's almost done. It's an album based on the Faust legend, you know, about the Lord and the Devil making a bet about this kid, mankind was a mistake or not. The Devil says, you know, mankind was a mistake. The Lord says he doesn't make mistakes. And they pick a man on earth and just see whether the Devil can corrupt him. And in the version I've written, there's an album of it with me as the Devil and James Taylor as the Lord.
Wow.
And Elton John plays a sort of bitter British angel, and Faust is Don Henley, and Linda Ronstadt is his girlfriend, and Bonnie Raitt's her friend.
Nice cast.
I'll say. I'm going to put my name real small.
So when do we expect to hear this?
September 12th.
Wow. Yeah. Terrific. We'll look forward to it. Yeah. Randy Newman is our guest in the FM 101.9 Music Hall. Can we get you to play another one for us?
Sure. I'll play one of the things Linda does in this thing. I won't sing it as well, but I'll do it. Close your eyes now, little girl. It's a lullaby. They don't want to hear you crying. Never had a chance, you never had a chance. It's a great big dirty world, and if they say it ain't, they're lying. Sandman's coming soon, you know it's coming soon. Close your eyes and dream a little dream for you and me. Dream yourself a place where we can go. Baby, you never know. Close your eyes now, little girl. They don't want to see you crying. Sandman's coming soon. You know it's coming soon. Sandman's coming soon. You know it's coming soon. More or less.
FM 101.9 with Randy Newman in the Music Hall. So we'll hear Linda Ronstadt sing that on Faust when it's released.
Yeah, in a different key.
Okay. You know, we talked a little earlier, just a few minutes ago, about your beginnings as a staff songwriter.
Yeah.
And your career probably got a big boost when Harry Nilsson recorded an album of your songs.
My career got a big boost. It almost ruined him. But things like that, I think the first thing that really... I had some hits in England with the Gene Pitney and Alan Price. But I think the first thing was when Judy Collins did Think It's Gonna Rain. People sort of noticed me. And, of course, when you know a great writer like Harry chooses to do a whole album of another person's song, it brings you attention.
Especially someone
honor.
Who's known as a songwriter
Oh,
himself.
Yeah, a really good one. Really good one. You know, when we did this some kind of memorial album recently for Harry. And when I looked through the stuff to pick out what I was going to do, it was remarkable how good it is. He was really good. I hope he knew it, but I don't know.
Yeah, earlier this morning, it's Tuesday, and we call it New Day Tuesday, where in the morning here we preview new material, and I have For the Love of Harry.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. I haven't seen the cover, no.
Yeah, and you do the song Remember. It's the lead-off track on the Harry Nilsson tribute album. They did a nice job with that. Your first major smash hit was probably, what, Three Dog Nights recording of Mama Told Me Not to Come?
Yeah, in this country it was. Certainly, it was number one record, I think.
And what was your biggest hit as you as a performer?
Short People, without a doubt.
Oh, uh-huh.
It was like, it didn't do me any good. It did me more harm than good, but it was a big hit. I Love L.A. was a hit in L.A. County.
Only?
No, you know, things like, you know, the theme from The Natural is like sort of a hit in a way, and that but not actually literally to get in the, those top 40 books of 1972 and 19, you know, things like that. Only Short People, I think. It's Money That Matters was a bit of a hit, too.
Yeah. It seems like your most successful songs are all based on very colorful characters.
Yeah, it's what interests me, writing about characters, good ones, bad ones, usually. I've done it, you know, for a long time. I don't know why I choose that sort of indirect method, but that's what I do.
You're not known for autobiographical works.
No, not much. Just last album I did a few just to see if I could do it. But I did, so now maybe I won't have to do it anymore.
You mentioned Short People. Do you still get some backlash from that, or has it died down?
Every once in a while, there's someone like, you know, with a little bitterness in them about it. You know, I can understand it. You know, if every day they went to work and at the office people were bothering them and stuff, I mean, who needs it?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough enough.
Yeah.
But it was mostly, I mean, people got it. I mean, how could anyone be that nuts, you know?
They're out there.
No, I mean, as the person in the song, I mean,
that's
he's crazy,
I'm saying.
Yeah.
There are crazy people out there.
Yeah, but no one with quite that specific, bias against Short People where he's going to rant and rave about it like that.
Let's hope not. Yeah. I Love L.A. Do you still feel that way?
Yeah, basically, I mean, I do feel that way. It's changed, it's different, but, the weather's nice and I got family here. And I always find myself defending it. I mean, when I'm here, I complain about it, but when I'm away and have to defend it against all the people in the world who attack it, I find that I do really sort of love it, yeah.
Could we get a taste of that one?
Sure. Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp. And all the people dress like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimos. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me, you bad girl. Rolling down Imperial Highway, the big nasty red at my side. Santa Ana winds blowing hot from the north that we was born to ride. Roll down the window, put down the top, crank up the Beach Boys, baby, don't let the music stop. We're gonna ride it too, just can't ride it no more.
from the South Bay to the Valley, from the West Side to the East Side. Everybody's very happy, 'cause the sun is shining all the time. Look like another perfect day. I love L.A.
Randy Newman, live in the FM 101.9 Music Hall. This may be asking kind of like if you have a favorite child, but do you have a favorite song that you've written?
there's a song on this next record, the Faust album called Happy Ending, that I like. I know I'll change my mind. That I like best the best record, I think, was a thing called Miami. Mm. That was on Trouble in Paradise. But I like this song best in a way. But, I mean, it'll pass. It's just a momentary enthusiasm because I wrote it just a little while ago.
And it's still new.
Yeah, you know, that happens. You think the last score or the last movie or the last song is the best. But I listen to this one. And mm-hmm. I never listen to my stuff usually.
Who performs that one on the record?
I do.
All right. I got a fax this morning from Bill, somebody from Monterey Park, who says, "Would you please ask Randy Newman why I can't find Good Old Boys on a CD?"
I don't know. He should be able to find that.
It's available.
It's on CDs, yeah.
Okay.
Try going to Highland Park or Bell or somewhere, you know, somewhere around there. And I've seen it myself.
There you go, Bill.
It may be in some kind of weird bin, you know, like with Ferrani and Teicher or some kind of odd. They do that to me sometimes, but it's there.
It's there, so just look for it.
If he faxes you again with an address or something, I'll send him one.
Oh,
okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would love that.
Oh, it'd be easy.
All right, you said you've been beaten out for the Academy Award a couple of times by Disney.
Six times.
Well, your next film that's coming out around the holidays is a Disney film.
Yeah.
Toy Story?
I've joined them. Yeah, Toy Story.
If you can't beat them, join them.
No, that isn't the reason. The reason is that I like the stuff they do. And everything that beat me sort of deserved to beat me. You know, I think it was Under the Sea, you know, from Little Mermaid one time. Uh-huh. Another time it was. It was, yeah, Mufasa and Simba. I like all those movies, and I wanted to do something like it. So I'm doing a thing called Toy Story where I wrote the songs and sing them, and it come out around Thanksgiving.
Is
and
that
I'll score
a
it too, I guess.
Children's movie?
Yeah, it's computer animated, the first full sort of big computer animation thing. It's a process called Pixar. It's with Tom Hanks and Tim Allen playing the characters. And it's about the premise of it is that toys have lives of their own. You know, when people aren't watching, they can't move when people are watching, but when people aren't watching, they're dancing around and doing all kinds of stuff. And it's good.
So when you score a film like that, do you sit and watch it and write as you're watching it to match up with the pictures?
You sit and watch it a number of times, and then you get a copy of it. But what you really write to, in a way, is the thing called a cue sheet, where they give you, you know, a 22 seconds, so and so, someone jumps up and down, and at the 28 seconds, or Robert Redford hits second base, or whatever thing, and you write to time.
Wow, that must be a pretty all-consuming process.
Yeah, it is. No, that's a good description of it. Mm. It takes up all your time and all your resources.
but you love it?
I love the work, I find, you know, I think I hate it, but then when I look back, I say, you know, that I really like working that hard and doing things you wouldn't ordinarily do. And I love the orchestra, you know, and the musicians. Mm. It's got its upsides and its downsides, but it's, you know, it's better than actually working.
What about recording another album of just songs?
Is that... I don't know whether I can do it next year, because I've never done it one year after I did one. But I'll certainly do that. I mean, it may be what, you know, I should spend most of my time doing, probably. I mean, it may be what I do best, all in all.
And it's been a while. The last one was in, like, 88.
It's always been a while. Uh-huh. I mean, I've been doing interviews for, you know, 25 years, and they always say, well, it's been a while since your last record. It's been a while, and they're always right, you know. Uh-huh. I don't know why. I mean, this time I was doing stuff, you know, lots of it. But other times I was, you know, I don't know what I was doing. I don't remember where the time went.
Randy Newman is our guest here at FM 101.9. It's such a pleasure speaking with you.
It's a pleasure talking to you. It's great being here.
You have two shows this weekend, Friday and Saturday night,
yeah,
at the Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number, if anyone's interested in tickets, is 800.
I don't think anyone is.
300-4345. That's not true. you know, you've got so many great songs, but I have one of my favorites,
yeah,
is Sail Away. Could I get you to do that?
Sure. Let me see what I did with this pedal. There it is. In America, you get food deep. You won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's great to be in America. No lion or tiger, ain't no mamba snake, just a sweet watermelon in the buckwheat cake. Everybody's as happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little wog, sail away with me. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. In America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You be as happy as a monkey in a monkey tree. Y'all gonna be in America. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away. Sail away. We will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Randy Newman, live at FM 101.9. Thank you so much.
This was a pleasure, Nicole. Thank you for having me.
It's been a real pleasure for me. Again, Cerritos Center for the Performing Arts, Friday night and Saturday night. Randy Newman, please come back and visit us anytime.
I will. I will. I'll be back tomorrow.
Great. Okay. We'll see you then.
Thank you.